Welcome to today's podcast on the latest research in 3D object reconstruction. We're diving into a paper titled Snap It, Tap It, Splat It, Tactile-Informed 3D Gaussian Splatting for Reconstructing Challenging Surfaces. This paper presents a novel approach to 3D reconstruction that integrates tactile sensing with visual data, enhancing the reconstruction of surfaces that are typically difficult for vision-based methods alone, such as non-Lambertian surfaces with properties like shininess or reflectiveness. The authors introduced tactile-informed 3D Gaussian splatting, 3DGS, a method that optimizes 3D Gaussian primitives to create a refined surface representation. This technique is particularly adept at handling the limitations of visual data, which can struggle with specular highlights and reflections. By incorporating tactile data, the method gains consistent geometric information regardless of visual challenges, such as lighting conditions. The methodology involves two primary stages: initial point cloud generation from local depth maps, and the optimization of a Gaussian representation to model the object's surface accurately. The tactile data is used to guide the optimization process, providing direct, precise information about the object's geometry. A key innovation in this work is the use of a transmittance loss function, which adjusts the opacity of the Gaussians at touch locations, ensuring a more accurate modeling of the real underlying surface. Additionally, an edge-aware smoothness loss with proximity-based masking is introduced to refine the surface reconstruction further. This loss function aligns the gradients of the predicted depth map with those of the corresponding RGB image, modulated by the inverse distance to the touch locations. The authors evaluate their method on two datasets containing glossy and reflective surfaces, the Shiny Blender and Glossy Synthetic datasets. They demonstrate that their approach outperforms the leading competitor, 3DGS, in 3D reconstruction quality, achieving a 50% decrease in the average chamfer distance with just 5 grasps. Moreover, their method is computationally efficient, requiring only 1 hour for reconstruction with 5 grasps, compared to 25 hours needed by the competitor method, NRF-based Nero. In minimal view settings, where models are provided with only 5 input views, the addition of tactile data significantly improves the quality of the reconstructed geometry and multi-view synthesis. The results show that their method achieves 4 times improvement over the second best model in terms of geometry accuracy, contributing to enhanced quality in novel view synthesis. The paper also includes a real-world experiment using a robotic hand equipped with tactile sensors and an in-hand camera to reconstruct a metallic toaster. The qualitative results show that the inclusion of tactile data leads to smoother and more accurate surface reconstruction. In conclusion, the paper presents a significant step forward in the field of 3D reconstruction, particularly for challenging surfaces. The integration of tactile sensing with visual data through tactile-informed 3D Gaussian splatting offers improved reconstruction quality, especially when a limited number of views are available. That's all for today's episode. Stay tuned for more insights into cutting-edge research in the world of computer vision and 3D reconstruction. Thank you for listening.